That was a tough night. This is certainly it's a game we wanted. We felt going right into the game that we felt that we were going to put in a good performance. And I can be honest with you, the better team won. We were not close to being the best team tonight. So everything they shot went in the net. We didn't really pose a threat until halfway through the game. And then once we started to play better, it was too late. So for us right now, there's no excuse. We need as a team to regroup, and we need to be better. It's that simple. We just need to be better.
Well, you missed some key players in offense. You had the passion, the spirit to cover this lack of talent. But now we don't see that the same passion, the same emotions.
Well, usually what seems to be to show up as passion usually comes with putting the puck in the right place and keeping your team speed at a high level. And tonight our team speed really wasn't at a high level simply because we just didn't make the best choices with the puck. So for us right now, we have to we just have to regroup, stay positive as a team. We got to weather through this. We have to take this as a lesson, and we got to make sure come Monday we have to be prepared for what's going to be a good, tough week. So, again, we just have to regroup on Monday and be ready to go.
Chris, after yesterday's game, how can you explain the beginning of the game tonight? I mean, after 9 minutes, you were already down 2-0.
Well, this, you know, I'm not... If you're going to point fingers, you point 25. You point them to them all, to all of us. So for me, you know, we started the game. We felt we had a good game plan. We felt we had the team motivated and prepared, but collectively as a team, all of us, coaches included, we all have to take responsibility that we weren't good enough.
Now it's tonight lost six of the last eight games that you lost, and it's two consecutive weekends that you didn't win a game. And Geneva had lost eight of the 10 last games, but it seems like that they were more desperate. They were more motivated in that game. How can you explain this?
Well, tonight they appeared to be more motivated, and this is a game of always desperation, and you have to go in. There's a lot of battles played in the offensive zone and defensive zone, and if you're going to win, regardless of tactics or system, you always have to make sure you outcompete your competitors. So for us, you know, we have to bring that to an attention. Right now, we're going to speak internally as a team. We're gonna collect together, and we're gonna make sure that we just have to change our compete level to be a little higher, and we have to make sure we're ready to go. So the time is now. The time is not tomorrow. The time is now that we've got to make sure we're better.
And how do you feel? Because Geneva was your squad, and this is a derby for you, a little derby.
Well, for me, it's not personal, because now they're just one of 12 other teams in the league. So for me, it's Geneva, whether it's Bern, Geneva, or Zurich, or Davos, for me, it's irrelevant. It's just one more team we have to beat and we have to stay ahead of.
Okay, thank you.
Are you more angry or worried about that situation right now?
No, I coaches, we get paid to worry. So we're always worried. We worry about everything. That's our job. But angry, no. We just disappointed. But also, you have to be very motivated. So for me, we're motivated to find solutions, and we're going to find them. We're going to push the appropriate buttons. We're going to, you know, maybe change some line combinations. We're going to try to find different little remedies. And coaches are usually like mad chemists. We're always trying to find and change the chemistry of lines or teams or players and individuals. So we had our chances, we had our power plays, but at the end we didn't execute. So for us, the best team, the team that deserved to win tonight, is a team that's getting on the bus.
Chris, may I have you outside?
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, John.